There was a bit of a surprise today on the floor of the North Carolina House. The chamber unanimously voted down a bill that has broad bipartisan support. WFAE's Tom Bullock explains.
Effectively, House Bill 373 does just one thing: change the date of the state's presidential primary from February 23rd to March 15th. It's something lawmakers from both parties want. Right now, only four states are cleared to have their primary or caucus in February. If non-approved states hold their contest in February, both the Democrat and Republican national parties say they will cut the number of state delegates that can go to the national convention, thus weakening a state's clout and creating bipartisan support for the bill. So why was the bill unanimously voted down? Because it does just one thing. Right now, the state is scheduled to hold a second primary in 2016 in May. That's where the votes for everything but the president will be cast. Lawmakers say they're now looking at holding all primaries on March 15th, and they say they can make those changes more quickly in a conference committee. The State Board of Elections says holding just one primary would save North Carolina $9.5 million. For WFA News, I'm Tom Bullock.